time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yep. Yes, yes, yes. Yep. We back. I meant to welcome the people. It's been a little while. We in the midst. Almost. Yeah, we about four, damn near, what we, 12 days into 11. We had 12 days into Black History Year, you know, 2025. Mm-hmm. Salute. You know, we ain't really acknowledge that, but yeah, we here. We still black, still thriving, you know. But you know, I just wanted to set that tone. Yeah, man, feels good. Rest in peace, Irv Gotti. Just wanted to say that at the top of the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, it's that's terrible, you know. Pillar of hip hop, man. One of them hip hop pillars, dog. You know, however, you know, the legacy kind of gets a little, not tainted, but you know, with all of the shit going, you know, yeah, all the shit that he went through with the, yeah. But,
he went through it just like everybody else. Shit, niggas got to go through it. Niggas will go through it.
Yeah. But, you know, like, he added a whole lot, contributed a whole lot to the game, and you know, I never met him, you know what I'm saying, but just from like just the impact and some of the interviews, things I've seen, you know, or just seeing him around, you could see there was a certain level of intensity that was definitely of an era. Definitely of an era. I was going to say rare, but definitely of an era. There's like an era of hip hop business, you know what I mean? Like late 90s, early 2000s that I got to kind of see from afar. And there was an energy there and an intensity there, like, you know, that so many people in that time period shared. You know, it's damn near palpable. Like when you hear him talking, it's almost like he's salivating about the shit. Like when you hear him telling these stories, you could see he was committed and connected to the culture and to the business of the music and to creating. And you know, when you look back on, you know, those records and the movements that he was involved in, they're potent. You know, they were potent. He was a hell of a storyteller in these interviews, for better and for worse. Sometimes he'd say a little too much, but he knew how to paint a picture. And, you know, yeah, I just salute to the man. You know, 54 is very young, but definitely made a huge contribution.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know what I'm saying, from what I'm reading, he died of that same shit that I had. Brain.
Oh wow! Yeah,
so, a lot of people say stroke, but once you know what I'm saying. I mean, I probably explained it here before, but a brain bleed causes a different kind of stroke, not the same kind of stroke that everybody has. I think he had a one of those strokes before, and then he had some caused a brain bleed, and he ain't making out of this one. So, you know, it hits a little different. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I had just interviewed him, I think summer, what was that, 2023? Right before I had my shit, I interviewed him.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? With him and, I think it was 23, he was with the InvestFest cats, you know what I'm saying? So I interviewed all three of them together, but that was during that run when he was telling all those stories. Those industry stories and shit about Ashanti and all that shit. That was during that run. You know what I'm saying? So when I met him, it was like he was like in an animated place. You know what I'm saying? Nigga just letting loose. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why, but you know what I mean? That's what the place that he was in. So, you know, that was my only time meeting him. You know what I'm saying? I knew a lot of other cats around that camp, but now I didn't know him at all. And right. You know, but you know, it's always, you know, crazy when somebody from your world, you know what I'm saying, just ends, you know what I'm saying, suddenly.
Yeah, it's tough. It's you feel a loss for sure. Even if you didn't know the person personally, you feel a loss. You feel, you know, shit. And then, yeah, it shit is. It makes you take a look at what you got going on. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, just, you know, health wise, family wise, all of that shit. Like, it's just like, ooh. You know, so yeah, condolences to his family. Yeah.
But yeah, man. So, you know, and just like that, life goes on, right? You know, people mourn you, and then life goes on. So, in that same vein, you know what I'm saying? I just ended my tenure at Revolt last week, so, and just like that, everybody gone, you know what I'm saying? I'm gone, they gone, they moving their way, I'm moving my way, and shit, I'm about to take some time to think, to figure out what I want to do next, because it ain't even about what my next move going to be, it's like, what do I want to do, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I woke up one day with a dream, and it said, you know, you spent a lot of years, this was before any of this happened. You spent a lot of years doing what you had to do. Now, you get to decide what you want to do. And that's where I'm at with it. So I'm going to take me a beat. Listen to God. Go look at some clouds. Let the sun fall on me. You know what I'm saying? Find somewhere warm to be at some point. You know what I'm saying? Put some sand in my toes. And figure that shit out. You know what I'm saying? I think first, I want to take myself to the place where it all began, you know what I'm saying? Under the clouds that I created these dreams and all this shit that I'm doing, it came from somewhere. And I was in Miami under the clouds coming up with this shit. Then you spend all these years living it, you forget how you started. So I felt like at some point I'm going to take that moment to do that and just be with the mothership. You know what I'm saying?
Reconnect with the source.
Yeah, reconnect with the source. You know what I'm saying? Plug back in. I need to feel that vibranium. You know what I'm saying? Like a nigga from Wakanda. I ain't been home in 25 years.
Gotta go by that tree. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Go lay next to the, you know what I'm saying? The ancestors and shit.
Right.
Get refill your cup.
Yeah, man. I hear that.
So, I
hear that. That's good.
Yeah, so, man. Onward.
Onward and upward. Yeah. You know, shit. They say setback ain't nothing but a setup for a comeback.
Yeah, no, man. Is it a setback?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Is it really, though?
Yeah.
Ain't no setback. Man, listen. You know, when that came about, somebody came and got me. You know what I'm saying? It didn't go looking, ain't go searching. It came. Right. You know what I'm saying? Just like everything
else.
Got it. You know what I'm saying? I got a call, you know what I'm saying, the other day. I told you about it. They were saying, you know, yeah, sorry to hear what happened, Blase Skip. I hope you land on your feet. Mm-hmm. And my response was, I don't even plan on landing. I'm soaring. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck plan on landing?
That's hard, nigga. That's you know what tough one.
Like, nigga, what the fuck you mean? Land. I don't plan on landing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why would I go back? Why would I put my mind in a place of going all the way back down and landing, starting over, moping around? No, man. I'm flying. Yeah. I've been flying. I was flying when they found me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be flying the rest of this way. And that's how this shit go. You know what I mean? Like, I never had a misunderstanding of life that somebody was going to take care of me. You know what I'm saying? Some place was going to take care of it. I didn't have that understanding. I learned, even in my own business a long time ago, I used to be bringing niggas home and giving niggas work, and then niggas would go get work, and they didn't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? And I had to realize, I also had to talk with God, and God had to straighten me out, because I was like, damn, man, how the fuck? God was like, man, it's not their job to give you jobs. It's your job to give out jobs. You know what I'm saying? Not theirs. You know what I'm saying? You're not in this world for people to give you stuff, to give you opportunities. You go make opportunities. You know what I'm saying? And any time that I was in business and ran out of work and nobody was calling, the phone wasn't ringing, I would just go put some shit together that I wanted to do. And then guess what? People be like, oh, I want one of them. I want one of that. And then you got your phone back ringing. Work begets work. So you don't have to worry about nobody, you know what I'm saying, giving you nothing. Because we all got everything we need to do everything we got to do.
That's real. That's for real. That's serious. Yeah. Let me ask you this. How easy is it for you to identify what you want? Does it take a while?
Depend on the time and the place. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you already got some stuff in store. Like a time like now, I didn't even think about it. And I'm not even going to think about it. You know what I'm saying? Because one, my mind works differently now. You know what I'm saying? So the way that I used to come up with shit, my mind don't work like that right now. So, but I do understand that everything that I ever got wasn't nothing that I invented. You know what I'm saying? You're like, you didn't invent, you was reacting to the forces that's going on around you. You know what I'm saying? Okay, people like this, people like that. Okay, I'm going to do this. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like I just came up with some shit out of the blue. Poof, here's my invention. Nah, everything that I did, these opportunities started coming in front of me. And I put them together. Like, okay, I like that. I like that. I'm going to put them together and do some shit. You know what I'm saying? And you know, when I was in the hospital lamenting the fact that my mind wasn't working the way that I wanted it to work, that's when God came in and told me. It was like, man, listen. You heard the people say most successful people don't have a bunch of original ideas. So what you worry about original ideas for? You know what I'm saying? You got books of ideas. Pick one of them motherfuckers and go. You know what I'm saying? So, and then when you look at all the stuff you ever did, that's when I got the word that I didn't make none of that stuff up. I took advantage of opportunities. I saw opportunities. I was able to see, okay, if I do this, then that. You know what I mean? So that's all you gotta do now. You don't have to worry. That shit gonna pop up right in front of you. And you gonna take advantage of that shit. I'm going to be laying out with sand in my toes, looking at the sky, and the opportunity going to cross right past me. And I'm gonna be like, ooh, look at that. And do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And do that shit. Yeah. So I'm not tripping on none of that shit no more. I used to. I used to when I didn't believe. I didn't have the faith that's how the shit worked. You always thought you made shit happen. You don't really be making shit happen. You do the work. You put one foot in front of the other. But it's a lot of that shit you ain't, you know what I'm saying? Everything that's on this earth is built out of shit that's on this earth. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people make these big, giant, ginormous leaps in technology. Most times, your everyday shit, man, is just shit built off of the experiences of the people that's here and your experience and how you gonna make shit work. And that's all. That's all I feel like got to be done. I could be wrong. You know what I'm saying? If I wake up one day, you know what I'm saying, and I have landed on the ground, crash landed, then I might think another way. But right now, I don't think that way. And I'm prone to even trying to think that way. I'm not prone to try to make no shit happen. I'm going to look at shit and we'll make shit happen that's happening. I'm going to put it together and make it happen the way I want it to happen. And that's it. And we'll take it from there.
Sound like a plan.
Nah, don't. I know how the internet don't never forget. So if I, you know what I'm saying, if I go bust, if I go bust,
nah, nigga, don't.
Y'all play this shit back so I can remind myself.
Yeah, what the fuck? Stay fly.
You know what I'm saying?
Stay soaring on them.
Hey, it's like, and I need to go listen to that shit. That shit,
what's that?
Dr. Sekou Gathers podcast that I did.
Okay.
Probably was the truth prescription.
The truth prescription. Shout out to Dr. Gathers. I just seen him a couple weeks ago. We got to get him on the pod. We've never had him on the pod.
Oh, right. But, he got to come on the pod, man.
Yeah, for sure.
But I was in rare form that night. I think we had did our pod before. And then, you know what I'm saying, we had drank a little bit. So by the time I got to him, I was in rare form. And I probably told too much, but that shit's so real. I go listen to that shit myself, and I hate listening to myself.
Wow.
But when I need some shit, I go listen to the True Prescription podcast with Ali Muhammad. That nigga podcast didn't even have cussing on it, nigga. I cussed all the way through that shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you go through his podcast, I'm the only one with the explicit.
That's hilarious. With the disclaimer beforehand, if you have small children around, this language is quite spirited.
I think I told too much on that one, but I actually go back and listen to that shit myself.
What is it about that particular episode that inspires you?
It's just I told so much real shit about myself. You know what I'm saying? Okay. About my journey. That when I need a pick me up, I could go listen to myself about myself. You know what I'm saying? And usually you forget about shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like by the time life gets better, you ain't thinking about all those little twists and turns that you've been through. You know what I mean? So like I said, sometimes you forget why you even really started doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I could go back and listen to that. That shit gonna give me some clues. About a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? About who I am, about my wherewithal, you know what I'm saying? About my stick-to-itiveness and all that shit. Shit you might forget in the moment while you going through something. Mm-hmm. You listen to that shit, that'll be like, oh, damn, that's who the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, nah, that's good. Your old self can help your future self a lot.
Man, listen.
That's the corner man. That's the corner man right there. Yeah.
People always be like, what would your older self tell your younger self? And I'd be like, man, listen, my younger self is the one. You know what I'm saying? Not my older. My younger self is the one with the plan. You know what I'm saying? Hey, then they got the information.
And the intensity.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Desire. Absolutely. Old nigga, he be worried about bills and shit. You worry about life shit. The
mortality young nigga and shit.
Young nigga didn't care about that shit, man. Do it. Well, nigga, we owe shit, but fuck that, do it.
Word.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I always, anytime somebody be like, what would your older self tell your younger self? Man, my older self ain't telling my younger self shit. That nigga, no. That nigga already know. That shit is already in him.
Oh, shit. Man. That's what's up. Yeah, nah, for sure. That is. Yeah. That's good shit.
What's going on with you, man?
Man, I'm good, actually. I'm doing good. You know, salute to everybody that came out to the show out in River, out Connecticut. That shit was cool. Cool little time out there. I had to jet back because they were preparing to get 10 inches of snow. And I was like, I cannot be stuck up here, especially for Super Bowl Sunday. So I had to drive back in a little blizzard. I had to drive back in a blizzard, and that shit was for real. It was, I'm driving back in a blizzard, and I'm going 20 miles an hour just from Connecticut to New York and through all of the snow. I'm seeing cars that are just, like, just said, they just said, fuck it. You know what I mean? Pulled over, some cars, I guess, may have been, you know, they conked out or whatever. I was just like, I got to get through this. I was just, you know what I mean? It was me, the Lord, the GPS, and a couple records, some podcasts, you know what I mean? And I was just glancing at that GPS to see how close we were getting. And it was funny because, you know, the GPS based it off of the speed limit. Right. Mm-hmm. And so when I first jumped in, it was like, oh, all right, it's going to be 2.5 hours. And that arrival time kept getting pushed back and pushed back. It felt like when you go in to see a rapper in the club era, in the club stage, not when they at the stadium level, but when the club stage and you waiting for them. They coming soon. The DJ still playing. They just checking in on the crowd. Y'all ready? Y'all ready to see MC such and such? You starting to get frustrated. You like, come on now. They said this shit was, it's about 2 o'clock. So I'm doing that. I'm going through it. You know, I just kept in my head. Maybe it was symbolic, but in my head, you know, like I said, I'm seeing certain cars just like stopped along the way. And, you know, they say the only way to it is through it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like you could stop, but you still going to have to pick up and go again. And if you stop, it could get worse. So if as long as you could continue to go. So that's mm-hmm. what it was. I definitely caught a little hydroplane and nothing got nasty. I ain't hit nothing. I didn't get hit. So that was cool. Got back to the crib. And shit, all was well, you know. Settled in, kicked it. I got home that night, next day. Watched that Super Bowl, that lopsided ass whipping of a Super Bowl. That shit was sad.
What did you feel like it wasn't gonna happen no more? When did you give up the game?
On the game, I kind of quietly I gave up. I didn't give up on the game, but I just thought it was. I didn't give up because I wasn't as invested on either side, but I felt like it started to smell like that Eagles Commanders game pretty much. Towards the middle of the, before halftime, the middle of the second quarter, I was like, I ain't never seen Patrick Mahomes looking like this. And that's the only, I never seen him looking like this ever, ever. I'm a casual, obviously, but still, I never seen this man look like this. And it looked like he couldn't shake it. He throwing picks. He getting sacked and sacked and sacked. That and he's typically. No, I know. But you know what? And it was funny. And I'd been hearing it. And I'd shout out to my people from Philly. You know, salute. Congratulations. Y'all got that. You know what I mean? But, you know, sense. But my, shout out to my man, Wes Manchild. I talked to him earlier in the day. And, you know. If I'm casual, that's advanced. You know what I mean? He's a football. That nigga, you know, he damn near could walk the sideline. He one of them Coach Ames type niggas. So he was just like, look, our team this year is better than the team that won back when they won. He said, I feel more confident about this team. And I've been hearing a lot about their O-line and their D-line. So, like, they were ready. They came off the momentum of an ass whipping, you know what I'm saying? Whereas, you know, Pat and them, they were just good at winning, but they had a few close. They just came out close with that Bills win, but I never seen them like really just run through their offensive line like that and just get to them that fast. Like I never seen them looking like unsure. Right. Even if he looking erratic and he moving around, he's scrambling. I told you a couple weeks ago, I seen him do a thing where he was being tackled and on the way down, he threw a touchdown. Perfect bullet. Wow. I'm like, this kid is a motherfucker. Like as much as people felt the way about them and, you know, they tired of him winning or the fact that people feel that they got the refs in their pocket and all of that. It's just, he's generationally great. So when I seen none of that there, it was like, oh man, this ain't even the Chiefs. This ain't even the Chiefs. This is that. So that's when I started to kind of tune out, started to ready myself for the halftime show, which we'll talk about in a second. But that's what I, you know what I mean? Yeah, well, what's up?
It was like, you know, man, I wouldn't give up because, you know.
Of course, it's him.
Niggas be coming back. You know what I'm saying? It is entertainment. You know what I mean? So I wasn't sure if, you know, they was going to make a push in the second half. So I stayed into it, and I had to remind niggas. You know what I'm saying? I was over Rob Hardy's crib.
Okay.
He's from Philly. So, you know, it was an Eagles affair. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. And,
you know, it got to be about, I forget, it was like 20-something to zero.
Uh-huh.
And niggas got to celebrate real hard. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I pulled Rob to the side because the last time me and Rob watched the Super Bowl together.
New England, Atlanta
was up 28 Ooh. Points. Was that the fourth quarter? Something crazy.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I had to remind him. I was like, hey, listen, bro, last time we watched the Super Bowl together, Atlanta was up 28 points. You know what I'm saying? So it was still in that range. But once that shit hit like 34 zip, I was like, ooh, wee, it's over. It's over.
Yeah. West Manchester, he was the same way. He was like, yeah, I'm not smiling just yet, you know? Because to that point, Patrick Mahomes is still Patrick Mahomes. He just didn't look like him. But Patrick Mahomes is still Patrick Mahomes. So that man is still a threat. You know, shit could go left at any point. And that's what I was hoping, something was going to happen, but it just, the kid didn't look like he typically did. You know what I mean?
You got to give credit to the motherfucker defensive coordinator of the Eagles, man, because they made a plan. They made a plan to get to him. You know what I'm saying? And they did it from the jump. They didn't wait. They just got to him. And he rattled. You know what I'm saying? The nigga probably was rattled.
Yeah, he was super rattled. He was rattled.
Hitting on your ass, shit, nigga. It's rattling, nigga. You throw a couple picks and getting hit. You try to shake that shit off, but that shit in your head. You don't know what the niggas on the field saying. You know what I'm saying? Nigga hit your ass, wallop your ass out. Yeah, fuck, nigga. Keep God in your life, fuck, nigga. You're like, God, what is going on?
Yeah, I'm sure it was inflammatory. I'm sure they was hitting it with some things. Very demoralizing. I guess it's just that, you know, everybody is human. Nobody's invincible. It's just like the track record of it all. You just waiting for that person to tap into what you've seen historically. You know what I mean? It just is like, I think there was a... another level of poise and like just some reserve shit to tap into the champion mindset. You like, this cat going for his three-peat, you know, again, still dangerous. So there's a point because, you know, the NFL is good for those tight shots on the quarterback on the bench, you know what I'm saying? Those moments when you just see it, if they still in it, you know what I mean? It's like seeing a fighter on the stool. Like, is they still in it? And he didn't look broken for a few quarters. You know what I'm saying? He looked like he was trying to get his mind around it, but it didn't sink in. When it started, you could start to see it. You started to see it in his body language. You know, his shoulders looked like he had no pads on. Like,
well,
his body language
always be like that. He always be walking floppily, you know what I'm saying? Just you know, looking like a kid dragging their feet, always tearing up the bottom of their soles and shit.
He
got that carefree self. He's got a lot of carefreeness about him, you know what I'm saying?
He been winning. Yeah, he been winning. Yeah.
So you can't, like, a lot of times you can't really go by his body language because that might lull you to sleep. Like, oh, this nigga, he ain't gonna do shit. And then a nigga do shit.
Yeah.
But he just couldn't pull it out, man, you know? They was on him. They was on him too bad.
I'll be honest with you, though. It was more shocking and just like, damn, surprising to see that. But maybe a couple days prior, because I was definitely like, I had no real horse in the race. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was cool, whatever, either way. You know, I got my peoples from Philly, so it's good to see them win, but whatever. You know what I mean? Saquon, former Giant, whatever, whatever, all of that. But like I said, history being made, there's a cool storyline in there, blah, blah, blah. Then it came out, and I don't know if he fully in, maybe adjacent, but I seen he was part of the MAGAverse. That made me say, I'm cool now. Like, I don't really, I think I'm
he Eagles. Don't give a I think fuck. I'm on my
Eagles tip. But Trump came there, was the cooler. You know what I'm saying? He was out there taking photos with the Chiefs, talking about the Chiefs was going to win, and then they got blown the fuck out. So, not to make it political, but yeah, I definitely peeped that.
That's probably the last hip hop performance for a while.
Oh yeah, it might be. They might go
for the next 4 years.
Yeah, it might be Crosby, Stills, and Nash next year. Who knows? Let's talk about the performance. What did you think? How'd you feel about it? You know what I mean? Give me your thoughts.
Well, it's K-Dot, so, you know, it's exactly what I expected. You know what I'm saying? Why are you laughing?
It just sounded loaded. But
no, I'm saying it's exactly what I expected. He's come do his shit, got a lot of darts at a nigga. It's Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He played his darts real smart. I like how he did that shit. I like he brought Serena out to redo her crip walk dance.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because I was in the barber shop, and the barber that was talking, of course, it's like 9 a.m. The barber that was talking about it, you know what I'm saying, he didn't like it because he was like, I don't want to have to think about my Super Bowl performance. I want to be entertained.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Hits. Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't know, you know, the Serena reference. Like, he didn't know a lot of the references. So
right,
he was a little lost. He said he had to talk to his girlfriend. She broke down some of the shit, and he had to go back and watch it. But he didn't like it because he just wanted to be entertained. You know what I'm saying? And that is a standing point. Like we talked about last week. Like, sometimes, you know, you coming from the club, you might not want to play a Kendrick song. You know what I'm saying? It's not that vibe. You know what I mean? And while he played great songs, he had great selection. You know what I'm saying? He played songs that wasn't necessarily his big standout records. You know what I'm saying? He did it how he wanted to do it. You know what I mean? So I enjoyed that about it. You know, Samuel Jackson, I mean, he dropped some real bombs with Samuel Jackson. The nigga, I don't know when the nigga got time. I guess the nigga making enough money, he could think whenever the fuck he want to think. But that nigga thought about a lot of shit, man. You know what I'm saying? To put that together. You know? Yeah.
He got a think tank too. He said it. PG Lang. That's about
okay. PG Lang was
they
was on it, man. They got a good think tank. Shit. They was on all that shit. Now them jeans, you know, it was a little sassy, but
a little flared out. Yeah,
I ain't mad at the flare, but they was a little snug for them. I'm like, wait, the Kendrick gained some weight or something?
Hilarious. Hilarious. Cornbread Kenny. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Shit. Pause, but Kenny was looking thick.
Hilarious. Oh, that's crazy. But, oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the show, man. I like what the nigga was doing. Nigga had the A minor chain on and everything.
Uh-huh.
So,
at what point did you catch that? Was it after the fact or during the thing?
I don't know what A minor looked like, nigga.
Okay.
So I saw he had the A chain. I kind of figured it may have something to do with the A minor.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But then, mm-hmm. I let the internet break the shit down for me.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't catch
it. You can't figure out all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's a lot.
And see, that was what, you know, I ain't want to jump into no goddamn barbershop conversation at 9 a.m. But one of the things that dude.
That's early. That's an early barbershop call time, brother. Nine in the morning.
Yeah, the one thing he ain't understanding, he was like, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Niggas, you nigga, you don't nigga don't want to have to think when you dissing them on a rap. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I like my nigga. Rap now ain't just rap no more. It ain't just talk, nigga. You got the whole internet. You got the resources of the whole internet. And they gonna talk for you, dog. You do that shit, they gonna figure that shit out.
Yeah. But you know what, though? Rap has always been, you know, subliminal. It's just that there hasn't been, like, to your point, and we've said this before, down with the internet, you got all of these detectives on the case and everybody to translate it and dissect it and everything like that and create a bunch of arguments for what was said. And many times, it's still not confirmed by the artist, but it's just a, it's like, it's a lot of speculation. It's a lot of, whereas back in the day, there was some of that, but it was only relegated to the circle of people that you spoke to. You know what I mean? And it might, and this shit might still be unfolding years later. Yo, you never caught when he said this, he said that. Oh shit, nah, I never knew that. Now that happens instantly. It happens immediately. 20 minutes after the performance, there's so many people with takes and this and you missed that and whatever. And, you know, so yeah, I can understand, but yeah, it was definitely always subliminal. It was always subliminal, more often than not. You know what I mean? Like, there's still a bunch of insults rappers. You know, rappers be on the same record shooting at each other, and you don't know until they do Drink Champs. They like, yeah, man, I was dissing that nigga the whole 16 bars.
I couldn't believe that nigga even paid me.
Hell yeah. I didn't know I was gonna get out the studio. I was by myself, but I said, fuck it, I have to insult this nigga. But yeah, man. So go ahead. I cut you off a little bit. That's what the barber was saying.
Yeah, I was just my point was that with the wide range of Google and research and all that type shit, rap is no longer just a listening sport. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a sport where the commentators get to jump in and play a part in all of this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the comments, niggas in the comments feel just as entitled as the goddamn rapper. You know what I'm saying? The blog niggas feel just as entitled as the rapper. Like, who said you here could get an opinion? Don't matter. Everybody got an opinion. And everybody breaking that shit out. So you, as a rapper, he's using that to his advantage. You know what I'm saying? And I understand that. But again, I also understand that some people just want to fucking see the entertainment part of this shit, not all that other shit.
My sister is funny, similar to the barber. My sister was kind of like, she asked me what I think. I said, I liked it. I enjoyed it. You know, she was like, yeah, it was all right. She said, I'm not a big fan. So I said, yeah. I said, if you was a fan, you'd have probably caught some of the Easter eggs and the trolling and all of that. And then, like, I guess, like, the next day, I guess she had seen something on Instagram or Facebook or something like that where they kind of spelt it out a little bit. And, you know, it's like, it's the supplemental materials now that you need to kind of get it. This is what I thought. I thought, like, when I watched it, first of all, the set list was leaked, right? I remember coming across, somebody sent it to me, and I really
said he leaked it.
Yeah, he was saying he leaked it, and allegedly he may have been the one. I don't know. I mean, you know, he was the one that at least platformed the whatever. So when I saw it, I saw it credited to, I don't know if somebody, I saw Karen Civil, her name there. I don't know if she leaked it, but I saw maybe somebody passed it to her, she posted it or whatever. That's what I saw. So there was a level of,
I couldn't see her doing that, but okay.
Right. I don't, you know, who? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I saw her name there. So there was a level of legitimacy. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, this might be, you know, she connected. So this might be some shit. And part of me was like, I don't even really want to look at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really want to look at the, I want to still be surprised. You know what I mean? I'm just funny like that anyway. I don't like to see trailers or movies. I like to go into the whole shit blind. So anyway, but I, you know, what I saw, I was like, eh, you know. So when, overall, I liked the presentation. I liked the production. I liked the Sam L as Uncle Sam. I like the, You know, I liked how they, you know, the Grand National there, motherfuckers running out like 25 deep out of the Grand National. I thought that was dope. Serena was fire. You know, the cats on the, they did the thing, cats on the lamppost. You know, like just the production element of it all. I thought it started off a little slow. I think he opened with the GNX freestyle that dropped when he like came out like maybe in 20 minutes before the album dropped, the shit that's never been released. So he came out with some shit. And, you know, Kendrick can be not mumble rap, but he's rappity rap. And he was, you know, he was in a deep pocket. You know what I'm saying? I felt like it ain't really, the energy didn't really hit musically until probably like Peekaboo. Peekaboo came on. I was like, okay, this is my, because that's my shit. I'm like, okay. I seen he did AZ Chikes, like some of his verse or whatever. I was like, all right. And then when he like did the little tease to Not Like Us, you know what I'm saying? You know, they want to sue. I thought that was funny. And, you know, like I said, Kendrick is very much as stoic as he comes across. That nigga's also a Twitter rapper. That nigga pay attention to what's going on this internet. So he know, and obviously it's bigger than the internet, but you know, he know how to speak, to feed the memes. You know what I mean? So there was that. And then you just realize the energy of just those chords. Dun, dun, dun. You're like, oh shit. You know what I mean? I'm ready now. I had a golden monkey. I had a fucking little bit of bourbon. I'm nice. I'm ready now. I'm ready to get to it. You know what I mean? Let's get it. There we go. And then they do they cut from there and they do Luther. SZA come out. That was cool. They did the Luther. Then they did the All the Stars record, which I don't really need to hear. You know what I mean? It's very, that's never better. It's cool, but it's a soundtrack record. It's whatever.
But it's first of all, it was the credit song for Black Panthers.
I get it.
That's one of the most successful movies of all time. If you're going to do one of your hits at the Super Bowl, I think that would have been one. I think, you know what I mean, somewhere along the lines. It didn't fit with the playlist per se, but I understood why they did it. And I enjoy that song for real. Because when I heard it at the end of Black Panther, I was like, man, that's a perfect song to sum this shit up without summing it up. You know what I'm saying? Without nobody rapping about the movie. You know what I'm saying?
yeah.
It's like, damn, that's the perfect feel to walk out this bitch on. You know what I'm saying? Watch the credits and shit. You know what I mean?
Right. All right. I see what you're saying. That's funny. Somebody rapping about when we got to Wakanda, what was there? I hear you. It was cool. It's cool. It's a soundtrack record to me, so it's fine. It is a big record. It's one of his bigger records. Just like Be Humble, that's another record I'm not a fan of, but I dig it. I understand why people like it. That's another one of his big hits. So this is the thing. This is the thing that I thought about. Particularly when it comes to the Super Bowl, one, the audience is broad. That's that one. Two, typically, the performer is a legacy act, you know? Like, Kendrick is probably 15 years into his career, but this particular last year has probably been his most relevant, you know? Like,
in the court of popular opinion.
Absolutely. So it's almost like he's had a whole nother reset. He's not even prior to this year, he's not a legacy act. He's an established act. So when I watched his interview with Apple Music, he said, you know, I'm not somebody that's kind of resting on my laurels or, you know, comfortable with what I did back then. I'm trying to always move forward. Right. So I think the fact that his shit is moving forward. He's doing records that are like not the hits or his established hits. Some of his shit is unreleased. Some of his shit is brand new. All of that. I'm going to give y'all Not Like Us because I just swept the Grammys. You know what I mean? And y'all deserve to hear that. And this is kind of hopefully maybe the bookend of this whole thing. Maybe not. That's to be debated. But I'm going to do it on some Kendrick shit. I'm still be Kendrick. I'm going to be lyrical than a motherfucker. I'm going to be dense. I'm going to hit you in the head with some commentary, and there's going to be a thematic through line and all this other shit. So overall, I enjoyed it. Overall, I enjoyed it. I haven't rewatched it yet. I want to rewatch to see what I kind of missed. It was cool to see Samuel Jackson. The hey Drake, you know, that was a meme from immediate. Like that was funny as hell. Serena, by the time I see Serena doing the crit walk, oh man, you know when the liquor get, cause I haven't been drinking in a while, so right. I don't even need enough. I don't even need a lot no more. So I had a little. I was right. That shit got. I was like, oh, nigga, it was crazy. But that was just like little icing on the cake. It was cool. I enjoyed it. I gotta rewatch it. I really enjoyed it. I'm happy he got that off. Yeah, I mean, I think he did his thing, but I could understand people that weren't as clued in, because this was one of those halftime shows that was just part of a whole storyline. Mm-hmm. Like this wasn't just a medley of hits that anybody that just didn't know the story could enjoy at the same level. Like this was like some if you know, you know type shit. There was deeper levels of meaning for various. This really wasn't for the casual. You know what I'm saying? You kind of nah, had
this one for the casual rap fan, music not at fan all. At that.
Not at all. You needed to do the knowledge. So, but yeah, man, I enjoyed old Cornbread, man. Kenny got it off.
He did his thing, man. I almost tripped out off of Serena because the TV that I was watching. Cause you know it was like he had a couple screens going, and the one that I was watching, I guess the brightness was different. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, why the fuck she look so light skinned? You know what I'm saying? And I even mentioned it to somebody on the text, but then when it hit Twitter, I was like, oh nah, she regular. Okay, whew. You know what I'm saying? I had to take it. I had to go back and recant my comments. You know what I'm saying? It was like, I thought she did a Sammy Sosa on us the whole way.
I think she did, though.
Not the way that it looked on the screen. The way it looked on the screen looked like her legs was all. It wasn't that. Once I started seeing it online, it wasn't like that.
Okay, all right, but because, you know, look, yeah, it's been a. I don't even get all into all of this because, you know, look, man, people do what they want to do, but it's definitely this. There's been some change so much so that there was a thing where she did, like, she tried to get into some type of bar, and they didn't know it was really her, and everybody was upset. They felt like it was racism, but then I was like, I don't know. If you look at this photo and you look at that photo, I could understand, but again, I'm going to stand down.
Especially in another country somewhere.
Yeah, come on now. I ain't seen your most recent headshots, but this ain't what we got on record.
Looking like one of them Brazil lookalikes.
Yeah, right.
They got everybody. Right. They got Will Smith, goddamn Martin Lawrence. They got LeBron and goddamn Steph Curry. So she could have easily been one of them. You fuck around in another country.
You seen the 50 Cent lookalike? I don't know if it's Brazil, but this one kid that looked like just like 50. Like even almost like, you know how 50 got shot and he got the little thing on his like his chin. Like, I don't know if the kid does something to make it look like that, but yeah, I was like, yo, this shit, that's a wild life to be a like, you know what I'm saying? It's just that's your life is just to be a doppelganger.
Right.
That's crazy. Yeah, man. That you just lean in. You're like, well, fuck it. I guess this is who I am now. I'm this guy.
Yeah. And they won't let me not be.
Yeah, right.
I had a friend. That nigga, he had a doppelganger every few years. You know what I'm saying? So
of somebody different?
Somebody different, dog. When we was in ninth grade. No, I was probably about in 10th, 11th. So he probably was about in 10th grade. That nigga was Pasta Noose, the dark-skinned nigga from De La Soul. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Then a few years later, that nigga was Aaron Hall. And then and then he morphed into like a If you see 50, if you see Rick Ross now, he morphed into that character before Rick Ross came along. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He was that style of dope boy look, and he fashioned himself in that way. Except he wasn't fat, but he, you know, he was like stocky kind of. You know what I'm saying? So he fashioned himself. You know what I'm saying? He fashioned himself into that, and I was like, this nigga be looking like anything, boy. That nigga got every man USA look.
Yeah, every dark skin cat. He got the dark skin pack.
Brown skin nigga. You know what I'm saying? Right. Speaking of 50 Cent, he's been going off lately. This BMF shit.
Yeah, he's prime. He's prime 50 shit. He ready to cut the cord, to just blow the whole shit up. It's over.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And one of the rare occasions, man, I kind of agree with the nigga, man. Not even kind of. I agree with the nigga. I don't think he wrong on this one. You know what I'm saying?
Explain it to me. And I don't think he went too far.
And I don't think he went too far either. You know what I'm saying? Well,
all right, go ahead.
I mean, the explanation is pretty simple. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. He been having the beef with Rick Ross for a long time. He been supporting the Flannerys for quite some time. You know what I'm saying? Given the opportunity to Lil Meech, put him through acting school. You know what I'm saying? Working closely with them to tell his story and create a successful show. You know what I'm saying? Only for my man to come home and saddle up next to his enemy, per se. You know what I'm saying? And everybody know 50 Cent ain't, he not no nigga who look over shit and keep it moving. That nigga is petty. And that nigga pays attention to all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And you know, on his own, before the DM thing, you know what I'm saying? Okay, he might have saw Rick Ross and took the picture. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, they doing the Welcome Home show. Rick Ross performing. He on the bill. You know what I'm saying? Then Lil Meech not minding his own motherfucking business, minding grown folks' business, jumps into the DM. Oh, man, 50, why you doing? Why you ain't answering the phone, man? You know, we don't fuck with Rick Ross, but, you know, Ross, you know, let my daddy hold some money so he could pay his bills to the next season start. Now, that sounds, you know, that sounds very, you know, cool enough. Something a kid would say. Wrong answer. You know what I'm saying? For a nigga like 50 Cent, nigga, you done gave all the ammunition to prove that he ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? So now, you jumping in grown folks' business, now you don't piss off both sides. Oh, we don't fuck with Ross, but I just gave your daddy some money. You don't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? And then 50 already like, nigga, you still, why the nigga need some money? Why he ain't come to me? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know the logistics behind all that shit, but that in itself is like, they over there playing the games with his enemy when he over there paying bills. So you got to make a choice. You know what I'm saying? You got to make a choice at some point. You know what I'm saying? And even if you're going to do that, did you have to go on the internet with it? I don't know. Did you have to put the nigga t-shirt on and go on the internet? I don't know. I'm just saying. As 50, he got a right to say all that shit. He got a right to feel that way. And shit, Big Meech, he might not give a fuck. So there it is. We might not get another season.
Ain't that a bitch? See, some of this stuff I didn't know the order of. I didn't know how it all went down. I don't even know what the... I don't remember. I didn't know about a t-shirt. I saw... Okay. By the time that I got to it, I think it had already escalated. By the time that I got to it, it was a whole thing about 50 calling Meech a rat. That's what I saw, like, yeah, I guess that was after the fact.
I missed that part, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, that's, you know, 50 doing what 50 do. I'm just talking about the start part. I don't know where it got.
Got you. Yeah, it's two. That's what I meant. Like I was saying, yeah, I want to explain it because if it's two prong, it's like there's the street element because then there's your rap, and then later on, and there's this. I just seen today. There's like this phone call between, I guess, a guy that's got locked up and allegedly Meech may have something to do with it. And then there's a video of Meech saying, look, I wasn't even going to give this any light, but I need to, you know, just to defend my family or whatever, whatever. And then there's a video of 50 responding to that. So there's that. Mm-hmm. Then the other side of it is that's like the street side, right? That's the, you know what I mean? Then there's the petty side or the sloppy side of you just got out of jail and you meeting up with Ross. Now, I know you in jail, but you can't be that out the loop to not know that the cat who is telling the story of your life does not fuck with this guy at all. Like that. Somebody, even the nigga in the shit, Uber, somebody should have said, yo, I think this is the wrong move. I don't know how much he paying you, but just hold off. Have you caught 50 yet? Something. Because that just seems too impulsive. That seems too familiar. You mixy. And it's like, because the beauty of it, you know, say for the rat allegations or whatever, this is something that, again, I don't get involved in all of that, but the beauty of it, it was laid out for you, Pop. Like, you're already a mythical legend, right? And then you got your freedom back and your story after, you know, you done did your time. It's no double jeopardy. Your story is being told on Stars by 50, and it's like niggas is tuning in. So it's like not only are you a legend, but you got somebody telling you. So you don't even gotta say shit. All you gotta do is be cool and just enjoy the fucking flowers. You know what right. I'm saying? Watch your little son. Watch your son. Just, you know what I mean? Relive the past glory and just relax it, chill. You don't even got to get out there no more because it's on TV. Like, it's the ultimate. Like, if there was a way for a dope boy to retire, it's no better way than this. This is it. Nigga, you got propaganda on screen.
There's no better way.
This is the ultimate golden parachute. You did it. You've done it. You are the man. So to go and link up with the op, it just seems a little, like, short-sighted. So, yeah, man. And it's sad. I'm more upset as a viewer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have loved to see another season. Even though, I love just chopping it up about BMF on the mic. Just because it would be, like I said, it turned a little Dukes of Hazzard. You know what I mean? But it was still some fun shit to watch. It was kind of crazy, but that just shows, you know, how much 50 stand on business, because I'm sure, like, he had at least another season or two left on the clock. You know what I mean? And he just said, you know what, man? Fuck that. I will say, though, this is the one funny part, though. I will say 50 and Ross, when they go back and forth, it'd be funny. You know what I'm saying? It'd be funny because Ross don't always back down. Ross is relentless too. Like he's playing from a different tier. You know what I mean? But like he's a funny nigga. He was like, he said, "Oh nigga, go slide on a wall." Some old funny shit, nigga. The nigga say the funniest. The nigga just say some wild shit. So it is what it is. It's gonna be interesting to see how this all plays out. But damn, good thing Kanan is coming. You know what I'm saying? So I'm happy to see that. Right. But shit, man. Oh, man. Damn. Oh, well. Somebody will get another. He'll create something else. Green Light Gang. But damn, man. This was avoidable. Avoidable. It's like, come on, anybody could have said something. Like, yo, Uh-uh. Chill. Don't do that. Don't take that meeting.
You need some advisement.
Yeah, man. Where's T at? You know what I'm saying? T should have been like, nah, nigga, don't do that. Mm-mm, don't do that, bro.
Don't do that shit.
Uh-uh. Hold off on that. But it is what it is. Oh, shit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Is there anything else I want to talk to you about? Nothing that crazy. You got anything you want to talk about before we get out of here?
I've talked about my stuff.
Yeah, you did. You talked some real shit. You talked some real shit. Nah, true indeed. I guess, yeah.
Nigga, head hurt.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, look, let me say this. Hold on. Let me plug these dates. You know what I'm saying? I will be at, hold on 1 second. Man, I'll tell you, man, I'm having computer issues. I done went to the damn Genius Bar again and went through the same rigmarole that I went through last time. They still ain't fix nothing. It's a whole nother thing. I don't even want to get all the way into it. I will tell you this though. If you want to see, funny enough, they just hit me on the survey. How was your visit? They don't want me to respond. But you want to see people in various levels of various levels of being obsolete. There's probably a word, I forget how you pronounce it, but you know, like just various, the spectrum of being obsolete as a person. Go to that Apple Genius Bar. And I'm in that spectrum too, I'm not gonna lie, but like, I'm not a full on Luddite, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know a little bit, I got a little bit of computer savvy, but you see so many people, like, it was an old guy next to me who, he didn't know how to, like, use the Wi-Fi. And you be like, oh, it's over for this cat. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just see the world moving on without my man. Like, then the lady next to me, she was like IT. So she probably was a little further down the road than I am. You know what I'm saying? She knew how to speak a little better Apple shit. Because some of the stuff that I'm asking them, they might be humoring me. I'm curious to see where I fall on that spectrum. But when I saw old head talking about, so if I go to my friends and I log on to his, will I disturb the connection with my own at the house? And the lady was so patient. She was like, no. You know, the computer recognizes it. It looks at the network and it sees a friendly face. And you know what I mean? Just saying it just in the way it was just so like kind of caring and shit. You got to have a lot of patience. You know, if you're a good Genius Bar motherfucker, some of them ain't shit. I had a good one though, man. Shout out to my man Mannix. That was his name. I mean, we didn't solve the issue, but he had good Genius Bar manner. hold on a second. Let me get this out of here. All right. So, again, everybody came out to River. Shout out to y'all. Listen, I'm going to be at this Sunday. I'm going to be at the New York Comedy Club Stanford. Be out there, two shows. That should be fun. March 28th and the 29th, I'll be at Brokerage out in Belmore. I'll be at Comedy Vault June 26th through the 28th in Batavia, Illinois. And again, I need to lock in and make that I got something else for you. I told you I'd tease something for Virginia, and I just need to tie that up. But I think that should be coming. We should be announcing that next week. And we got a few other things. But all of those tickets, the places I just said, DamianLemon.com. Go ahead and get tickets now. And we're going to keep building. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep building. And we're going to do what we want. We in this bitch soaring. We ain't landing.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? Matter of fact, we might be shitting on you motherfuckers. Ooh. Not y'all. Y'all the listeners. We, you know what I mean? But some of these other motherfuckers. Splat. You know what I mean? But anyway, man, enjoy your Black History Year. Shit. As always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.